I'm Gavin Witt, and I'm joined today in the WBJC studios by Annalisa Diaz, Director of Artistic Partnerships and Innovation at Baltimore Center Stage. Annalisa, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Gavin. Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about the current production, I just wanted to note you've been at Center Stage a few years now, but for the theater itself, this marks a pretty significant anniversary this
year. That's right. That's right. It's our 60th anniversary season. We're very excited.
But I'm sure this has been an easy stretch.
The pandemic, so easy. Yeah, live performing arts, nothing has happened in the last 3 years. Just business as usual.
Business as usual. Well, that brings us to business not as usual. The current production that just opened the season, the revival of Thornton Wilder's Our Town. So they say every day somewhere someone is producing Our Town.
Do they? That makes sense.
That's what I've heard. Somewhere in the world, someone is doing Our Town. But what would you say makes this production so special?
I would say that with this production, we're really interested in centering our town, Baltimore. And what's really fascinating about this cast, not fascinating, it's exciting that this cast is all, everybody in the cast has some relationship to Baltimore, whether they're living here now or they grew up in the city, moved away, and this is a homecoming production for them. There's at least a handful of people who are, actually, I think it's, there's four generations of Baltimore School for the Arts alumni are in this production. There's people who are graduates of UMBC, of University of Maryland. I think there's some Morgan State alum. For a lot of them, it's their first time getting to work professionally as an artist in Baltimore. I'm super excited about that part of it.
Why is that appropriate to our town, that sense of community and locality?
Oh, I mean, that's what the show is about. What I love so much about Our Town is the way that it celebrates the everydayness of life. And it really asks us and gives us an opportunity to reflect on the things that maybe we take for granted. The stars in the sky, the moon at night, and those precious moments that we have with people that we love that often we don't even think about. And then a lifetime goes by and you look back and it's like, what actually were the important moments? And maybe it is actually the everyday that is some of the most important moments of our life.
But obviously originally imagined in New Hampshire and now brought home to Baltimore for
That's
us
right.
by Center Stage. And it runs through when?
October 9th.
And during that time, you have other programs planned for the community?
That's right. We are, as I said, celebrating Baltimore and really centering the cultural vibrancy of the city with this production. And we're thinking about how do we bring the art from the stage and into the community in a more full way. And to do that, we have a whole series of programming that is under the hashtag Our Town Baltimore. And there are community nights this week and next week, everything from a small business night to a healthcare workers night to a high school family night. There's a Mount Vernon neighborhood night. And you can find out more about those dates on our website, centerstage.org. There's also, I should mention, a Made in Baltimore kiosk that is in our lobby where you can purchase items that are made by Baltimore artisans. Again, we're just really trying to celebrate all of the multidisciplinary artists that are here in our city and that make Baltimore such a fun and exciting place to live.
And for more information about all that or to get tickets, people can either go online to centerstage.org or call the box office.
That's right.
At 410-332-0033. Happy 60th.
Thank you.
Thank you for telling us about this. Good luck with the run. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Gavin.